Vern Swanson is a leading expert on Soviet-era Impressionist paintings. He's visited Russia 36 times, written several books and articles on the topic, and was director of the Springville Museum of Art in Utah County for 32 years. Later this year, Swanson will receive the Plastov International Prize, awarded by the Russian government for his continued work in promoting this unique era of art. Swanson began traveling to Russia in the 1980s, when he first encountered Soviet art. We caught up with Dr. Swanson over the phone at his home in Springville.
I saw the art. It struck a chord with me. The Russians hated it because, remember, it was shoved down their throat, and it was the official art of the regime, and the more I saw, the more I loved, and I subsequently wrote four books on the topic, and particularly my strength would be the middle period of socialist realist art, what we call working class impressionism. So that would be the late 40s, 50s, and 60s.
He says he sorted through tens of thousands of paintings, which at the time were mostly considered junk by the Russian people.
The Russian art of this period that we're talking about was being burned and thrown away. This art was of the old regime. We don't like that anymore. And they just threw it out. Out with it, right? And so when we went and started to buy this art and pay real money for it, they stopped burning it. Every painting that I bought saved 10, 20.
In all, it's estimated that Swanson and the art dealers who he worked with brought 22,000 Impressionist paintings from a country that didn't want them. The collection in Springville, he says, is important for two reasons. One, it shows Americans the face of a people depicted through decades of Cold War rhetoric.
This was the visual fine art of a culture that held America by the throat. Everything we did, half of the money we spent was to tamp down that threat. And so here are the people that we never got to see. And I'm going to tell you, I got to meet them. And I interviewed hundreds of artists.
And Swanson says the collection also helps influence Utah artists.
Utah is a landscape-based school of art. I'm not saying we don't do other work. I'm just saying on the base level, that is the strongest strength of Utah art. Russian art was figuratively based and issue-based. Issues of family, issues of the farm and of labor and of the war and of the struggle. Russian art of the Soviet era at the Springville Museum kicks Utah artists in the pants, okay, in the best way. It has an ambitiousness to it, a strength, and as well as a sensitivity that is influential on our Utah school in the most positive, sanguine way. So that's what I think the takeaway for the artist is they're learning about being more ambitious, playing chess, not checkers.
The Springville Museum of Art attracts Russian art fans from around the country. Last year, film director Steven Spielberg made a stop to see the galleries, and TV personality Glenn Beck has scheduled his own upcoming trip. Swanson's Plastov Prize is one of only three bestowed on an American by Russia since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
I was thrilled, I have to tell you. I was totally excited about the award because I was nominated by the Plastov family. And while I didn't know Arkady Plastov, well, because he died in 1972, I knew his son, and then I knew his grandson. And I had written glowingly about their father, their grandfather, and so that was smart of me, wasn't it?
You can read more about Swanson and see a gallery of Soviet-era realism paintings from the Springville Museum of Art on our website, upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.